And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 23rd of June. There are warnings of gales in Fair Isle. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just northeast of Faroes, 990, slow moving and with little change expected by 1800 Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later except in North Utsira. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Fisher. Showers until later, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 until later. Showers until later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, veering northwest for a time, 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 later. Mainly fair. Good. Biscay, westerly 3 to 5 at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Trafalgar, northerly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic for a time in southeast, showers, good. South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in east, showers, good. North Fitzroy, westerly becoming variable 2 to 4, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Seoul, northwesterly backing southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, westerly or northwesterly backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in Irish Sea, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. West or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, except in Shannon. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast, Iceland. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in Fair Isle, and decreasing 4 at times later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, west, southwest, 4, slight rain, 9 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west, 4, recent rain, 24 miles, 998, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west, 5, rain, 8 miles, 994, falling slowly. Wick automatic, west, southwest, 2, recent rain, 19 miles, 998, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west, southwest, 3, 24 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Lookers, west, southwest, 3, 27 miles, 1,001, rising slowly. Bulmer, southwest, 3, slight rain, 32 miles, 1,003, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 3, 1,005, falling more slowly. Sindetti light vessel automatic, southwest 6, 5 miles, 1,012. Greenwich light vessel automatic, southwest by west 6, 2 miles, 1,014. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west, southwest 5, 1,013, now rising. Jersey, west by south 4, 14 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1,015. Scilly automatic, west, southwest 4, drizzle, 3 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west 5, 11 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Aberporth, west southwest 5, 9 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. Valley, west 4, 15 miles, 1,008, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west southwest 4, mist, 5 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. Valencia, west northwest 4, 12 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west 3, 22 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Malin Head, west by south 6, recent rain, 16 miles, 1,004, steady. And Macrahanish Automatic, west southwest 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 1,004, now falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday the 22nd of June. The general situation. An area of low pressure centred near Iceland will gradually move eastward, bringing a westerly flow across the inshore waters. Strong winds are expected in places and also rain or showers, especially in the north and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest veering west 5 to 7. Occasional rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. West or southwest 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Mainly west 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near North Foreland. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east. Showers for a time, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest, veering northwest for a time, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, veering northwest for a time, 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers at first. Good. Occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly, 5 to 7. Backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, west 5 or 6, decreasing west or southwest 4 or 5. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest veering west 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 3 to 6, occasionally 6 later in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in south and 3 later in north. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
is a time of unrest. Vietnam, Suez, the Bay of Pigs, and for the embattled CIA, there's a whole world of turmoil ahead.
Under the desk.
No.
Get under here.
I'm Kim Cattrall, back with a new series of Central Intelligence, the hit drama podcast that tells the history of the CIA from the inside out.
We have to stay in the background.
Starring Ed Harris, Johnny Flynn, and me, Kim Cattrall. Central Intelligence. Listen on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And it's farewell to this week and onwards to the next, and farewell from us for the evening here on Radio 4. We'll be joining the World Service, who will be with you through the night. Another option for you, though, you can head over to Radio 4 Extra for a revisit to Desert Island Discs. Actor Brian Cox shares his Castaway music choices with Lauren Laverne, from the Beach Boys to Johnny Cash. That is just about to begin. I want to thank you for listening with us tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From John Hammond in the newsroom and myself, we hope you stay cool and calm in this weather and have a quiet night. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. The UN Security Council meets to discuss the US strikes on Iran's nuclear sites as the world waits to see the response.
There is really still a window to come back to the negotiation table. It's not too late to take an off-ramp here. And this has been the message from the Secretary General.
Donald Trump floats the idea of regime change in Tehran after the US airstrikes, with a call to make Iran great again. Meanwhile, Israel continues its campaign with attacks on what it says are military targets. This as Iran's parliament votes to shut the Strait of Hormuz, through which about 20% of the world's oil passes on tankers. And in other news, at least 20 people die in a suicide bombing at a church in Damascus, Syria.
We've heard one of the priests there saying that this is going to spread fear among the Christian community. Christians have been attacked by Islamists in the past.
Before all that, a full bulletin of the very latest world news.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Donald Trump has hinted at the possibility of a change of leadership in Iran. The US president said while it is not politically correct to use the term regime change, if the current Iranian government is unable to, in his words, make Iran great again, then why shouldn't there be a change? With more, here's our North America correspondent Anthony Zerker.
J.D. Vance, Vice President Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, all went out of their way to say this is not about regime change. It seems like Donald Trump is dipping his toe in the waters of regime change here, though, although he does it in a very Trumpian fashion, right? He's only asking questions. He's not calling for it. He's saying, why not? And saying it's, you know, not politically correct to talk about this. But one of the reasons it's not politically correct to talk about this is because Donald Trump had a very serious advantage using the calls for regime change in the Iraq war as a political cudgel against the rest of the Republican establishment. And that's one of the reasons why he was so successful in 2015 and 16.
The UN Security Council has held an emergency meeting to discuss the US airstrikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Iran's ambassador, Amir Saeed Iravani, condemned the attacks as blatant aggression. Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador, Danny Danon, accused Tehran of using negotiations as a camouflage to buy time. The UN chief, Antonio Guterres, warned that the region could fall into an endless cycle of violence.
From the outset of the crisis, I have repeatedly condemned any military escalation in the Middle East. The people of the region cannot endure another cycle of destruction. And yet, we now risk descending into a rat hole of retaliation after retaliation.
Israel has continued airstrikes against Iran. Iranian state media say three people were killed after an ambulance was hit in an Israeli strike in central Iran. Local media reported that the ambulance driver, the patient, and their companion